These days, we mostly see Alaska Native dance groups on a stage. But in the hospital lobby, the dancing is not meant to be a performance. Instead, a shared experience. The rhythms are almost hypnotic. Yet the dancers are fully present. Everyone is seated within a circle of sound and motion that spirals out from a small group of drummers.
In Yupik, we say you rock, not dance.
Kyle Watson is 12 years old, a sixth grader. He's here every Wednesday. His movements are sharp and precise, as if every fiber of his being snaps to the beat of the drum.
It just makes me happy.
Once Kyle is here, he says, any anger or sadness fades away. The Yuchak demands his full attention.
I keep on learning more about Yupik words, and I keep on learning more about dance motions, too.
And then, it's as if he's channeling something from another time and place. The excitement that comes out of Kyle's throat comes from way down deep. A throwback to a technique his ancestors used to excite the dancers and encourage them to pick up their pace. Kyle's grandfather, Percy Alexi, usually stands in the back of the room to watch.
I'm proud of him. He makes it fun. And I'm proud to say he taught himself. He taught himself.
Kids in their most pure form can do anything, and they could never do wrong.
Asi Gayakayak says this dance gathering is going on its 16th year, and by far, the best part is watching kids like Kyle. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.